Corey Buchanan, CoreyBuchanan, 11800. Chicken complaint. I want to check my pancreas, number one. Number two, shoulder pain on the left side. Number next number is not eating. Next number is nausea. Corey is a 21-year-old plumber who works every day. He's got a great job. He's been drinking alcohol about 12 pack a day, and he's concerned about that. His mother told him he needs to go to AA, and he said he's too embarrassed, in quotation, to go to AA, but he wanted to check his pancreas today. He's never had DTs. He's gone as long as 3 days without having issues, but the craving always caused him to go back to alcohol. Social, he drinks alcohol, doesn't use drugs. He's not suicidal. He doesn't want to kill himself. He has no plans to kill himself. He doesn't appear to be depressed. It's something that he's been doing for some time, but he likes to stop now.
No, sir. His chart is down by the lab. Yes, sir.
Allergy, none. Surgery, appendectomy, craniotomy. He had a, he had what? He had, no, it's called, Budd Chiari syndrome, Budd-Chiari syndrome. Allergy none. Immunization, hasn't had any immunization for COVID. Medical problems none. Medications none. Review of system, he's lost weight. He has some epigastric pain. He's had some nausea. He's concerned about his pancreas. He's concerned about his liver. He wants us to look at that. He also had a history of thyroid cyst that he's concerned about. Also has been feeling dizzy and has had some palpitation issues in the past. Period. Family history, positive for hypertension, or off and on diarrhea, a review of system, arm pain. The arm pain on the left side appears to be related to a injury back in 2018 where a jack fell on him. Doesn't appear to be cardiac. He has no sign of PE. He has no shortness of breath. He has no other issues. The pain is very much reproducible. And we also looked at him for vascular type issues causing his pain, and none was found. So 139 pounds, 100%, 98.4, 16, 93, 139 over 65. Heart, positive, lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Next, we'll give you these key shows on Asher on the coast with hemorrhage and logical non-focal. Number one, ETOH abuse. Number two, patient nor I are interested in putting him on a benzodiazepine or anything to help him with the craving. That could be addicting. Number two, we talked about exercise. We talked about a better diet. We talked about lots of drinking water. Next number, we're going to put him on some Zofran for nausea. Next number, we're going to give him Protonix for gastritis-type symptoms. Next number, I'm going to give him some Naltrexone, 50 milligram for craving issues. Next number, and the biggest need is for him to join AA. Next number, I don't have any concerns regarding DT. Next number, this time he's gone 2 days without drinking and does not have any issues with DT, sweating, diarrhea, or any of the associated symptoms at this time. The diarrhea he's had has been in the past. Next number, he has my cell number. He will call me if he requires any other intervention. Next number, definitely not suicidal, so I'm not concerned about that. Next number, he's going to come back Monday for follow-up. Next number is I went over his prescription numerous times so he knows exactly what they're supposed to do for him. Next number will discuss further issues with him Monday regarding other needs and possible seeing a psychiatrist. Thank you.